This is Bob Wynn with A View from Here. 94 years and no more. Now that's a pretty sad situation for the Klamath Basin. I'm talking about Reams Golf and Country Club. 94 years is a long time, and Reams was a tradition in the Klamath Basin, whether you played golf or not. And as of November 3rd, it's gone. I was a member of Reams for 40 years. I've seen the downturn ever since 2008 when the Great Recession hit. Unfortunately, Reams had just built a brand new clubhouse 2 years prior and was saddled with that debt. They were like a lot of businesses that made commitments using economics at the time, and everything looked just fine. But after the Great Recession hit, many businesses, not just Reams, found their debt simply too much to handle. Maybe you didn't golf. Or maybe you never attended an event at Reams Golf and Country Club and you say, well, so what? Well, let me tell you what so what. How many Basin citizens have had their wedding reception at Reams over the years? One would think probably thousands, as it was for a long time the only large enough venue outside the fairgrounds to hold big events. For that matter, how many memorial events have occurred there? Again, I would believe probably thousands. How about the weekly meetings of community organizations like Rotary and Sir Optimist? The number is probably too high to consider. And don't forget the multitude of banquets and parties that Reams hosted each and every year since probably its inception. Whether you were a golfer or not, the vast majority of citizens of the Basin had been at Reams for one reason or another over the years. And if you were a golfer, Reams was a treasure to play. It is totally different from Shield Crest or Harbor Links or Running Y. It was frankly the crown jewel of golf courses to play in the Klamath Basin. A treat, most golfers said, and they were right. During the construction of Reams Clubhouse way back when, South Valley Bank was alive and well. South Valley was, of course, a community-oriented bank and had a keen interest in the Klamath Basin. When Washington Federal acquired South Valley and subsequently the debt from Reams, well, let's just say that keen interest in the Basin vanished quickly. Their commitment to the Basin and facilities like Reams? Well, not so much. Reams definitely had some self-inflicted wounds over the years, from poor decision-making to outright financial deception, but for the most part, members did a good job of keeping the club running. But that's all over now, and another iconic piece of Klamath County is set to close after 94 years, and another small piece of our heritage bites the dust. It's a tragic situation and one that's becoming all too frequent in Klamath County. Bold steps are needed to bring our community back. Let's hope those in charge can do it. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.